USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican leaders are arguing the Biden White House policy on immigration is leading to child abuse. Congressman Mike McCall of Texas speaking after touring a migrant processing center near the border city of Mission.
I saw a five-year-old. She had no idea where she was all by herself. Her parents weren't with her. Her family were not with her. This is wrong.
He says cartels are winning and Central American families are being destroyed. President Biden set to nominate Tucson, Arizona Police Chief Chris Mangus to head Customs and Border Protection. CBP oversees the Border Patrol. Mangus was a critic of the Trump administration's border policies. If confirmed by the Senate, he will take the leading role in dealing with the growing surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border. President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House discussing infrastructure. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Jerome Powell says brighter days are ahead regarding the economy.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is poised for a bounce back. Speaking to CBS's 60 Minutes, Jerome Powell said he believes job creation and economic growth will accelerate through the second half of the year, as long as another wave of COVID infections doesn't take hold.
What we're seeing now is really an economy that seems to be at an inflection point, and that's because of, you know, widespread vaccination and strong fiscal support, strong monetary policy support. We feel like we're at a place where the economy is about to start growing much more quickly and job creation coming in much more quickly. So the principal risk to our economy right now really is that the disease would spread again.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Better days are ahead, but it's still not time to relax. That's what White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt said today about where the U.S. stands with the COVID-19 pandemic. He announced about 120 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Chaos ensues in Georgia after speeders try to outrun the police.
Multiple law enforcement officers are injured after shots were fired during a pursuit early Monday morning near Bremen, Georgia. That's about 40 miles west of Atlanta. It started around 3:30 a.m. The Georgia State Patrol began the pursuit on I-20 after clocking a car doing 111 miles an hour. Carroll County Sheriff Terry Langley.
At this time, one suspect is dead, one suspect is in custody, and three officers have been wounded.
Captain Brandon Dolson says a passenger began to shoot cops with a rifle.
His passenger used a rifle and shot at the trooper's patrol car, actually striking it and disabling it. Therefore, he was out of the chase after that point.
Police Chief Joel Richards from the city of Carrollton.
When the vehicle came through the city, officers continued the pursuit up 61 toward Villarica. At some point, a pastor leaned out the window and fired rounds into the officer's vehicle, striking Sergeant Rob Holloway. He was flown to a hospital in Atlanta where he's undergoing surgery right now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed legislation that prohibits donations for election operations in the state. The bill passed along party lines in the state Senate and House and comes after Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife in September announced they made a $300 million donation to two nonprofits to promote safe and reliable voting in states and localities during the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.